Mrs. Chairman, dear guests, and distinguished guests here. First of all, I should express my thanks for inviting me here, for the perfect organizing of this meeting. I am from Charles University in Prague, and maybe I should like to express the experience of our university, of course, experience of mine, as I am involved in the process of research, process of education during the past 40 years as an academic at Charles University, at the first department of internal medicine, as a researcher in the field of biochemistry. So that is my topic. But first of all, I should express some words about the history of our university. As you can see here, the next year we shall commemorate 670 years of duration of our university, as it was founded by Czech King and Roman Emperor Charles IV. And it was since the beginning as an international university, because in that time, in the medieval ages, there were no typical frontiers between the countries in Europe like just now, but there were some different other borders. However, we have just now about the structure 17 faculties. In the medieval ages, during the foundation, we had only 4 faculties. It was Faculty of Law, Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Theology, and Faculty of Medicine. So the history of medical education at our university has the tradition of 670 years. You can see here the structure. We have just now more than 50,000 of students and also more than 8,000 of employees. However, we have not education only in Czech language. We have more than 170 programs in foreign languages, mainly in English. So, for example, medical studies are educated both in Czech and also in English. And we have at present time several hundreds of English-speaking students in medical studies. This was a study in 2016, and as you can see here, we had structured the program typically bachelor's, master's, and postgraduate students. We had more than 7,000 of postgraduate students. It means that it's the basic also for the development of the research, of the future in the research. And we have at present time more than 8,000 of foreign students studying at Charles University. What about the research at Charles University? Because we are belonging to the so-called research universities. These are different grants, international grants, for example, ERC grants, and our Faculty of Science and Faculty of Mathematics and Physics are involved. You can see here also some overview, the number of articles indexed in Web of Science or in Scopus, and also the value of H index. These are all measures which may be evaluated at every university. We have different priorities in research, as and I express here in the red. What are the areas of research at medical faculty? That is the research of cardiovascular diseases, experimental surgery, metabolism, also experimental and clinical research in oncohematology, rare hereditary diseases. Egyptology in Faculty of Arts at our university, which our researchers found it great and have great experience, for example, in Egypt, in Abu Sir, and other in excavating pyramids. So, however, going back to the biomedical, biotechnology and biomedicine, so we developed a new center which was opened last year, and it is in between the collaboration between Academy of Sciences and Charles University, mainly Faculty of Science and Faculty of Medicine. And this has several institutes, and also this is named BioCEP. You can see here that there is incorporated approximately 400 researchers, but also the students, because we can demonstrate the unity between research and education. So that is also open for international cooperation. And as I had a discussion with the leader, with the chief director of this institute, he told me about the possibility how to cooperate with university in Tehran, because we know that the level of research at your university is very high, and we can open the door for the collaboration with your institution. We have also a new research program developed at Charles University, and it is PRIMUS, so-called. It is mainly oriented on young researchers coming back to Czech Republic, back to Prague, back to Charles University, from abroad, from different institutions. They have no ideas, and they concentrate young students and form new group of the research. And they receive money, that is on the competitive basis, and they receive, when they are successful, they receive a certain amount of money for the research for 3 to 5 years. We have international cooperation between different countries, between our university and universities abroad, and you can see here also the number at different continents. So, what about international cooperation? We spoke here, or we heard here already, about joint master and PhD programs, CODUTEL, for example, and Charles University is at present time as a coordinator of a recently accredited joint degree program at the level of Europe, and you can see here there are several universities besides Charles University, Leiden University, University Pompeu Fabra in Barcelona in Spain, and Jagiellonian University in Poland. So that is an example when we can go together, not only between two universities, but where we can share experience and develop research in between several universities. And we have many joint programs with German universities, and also new CODUTELs agreements and programs. And our students are involved in those students from going to other countries like France, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, Poland, Spain, Netherlands, but also Brazil and others. In the international cooperation, we see other possibilities, and that is, for example, so-called postdoc program. We established it 6 years ago for PhD graduates at outstanding universities abroad, and they are coming to Charles University, to different faculties, and maybe we It was mentioned Erasmus Plus mobility program. We have at present time at Charles University approximately 1,300 our students ongoing, but it was in the last year that we have 1,800 incoming students. So this switch between outgoing and incoming students changed approximately 4 years ago. In that time, we have more outgoing than incoming. And it was totally changed that Charles University was as a popular university abroad, and that we had such opportunity, and it is still increasing. It was the past, in 2016, 130 international researchers coming from partner universities. And another idea is the strategic partnerships. It was also mentioned here. We have strategic partners with 14 universities at present time, not only in Europe, but also in other countries, other continents, and approximately 200, just now 200 bilateral agreements between the universities for the level of education and research as well. So it is expressed below that the research and education are two main columns for the higher education, and there is not separation. There is a unique interrelationship, because good academician needs to make something in the research, and his or her experience needs to be done to the students immediately. So I think that is a great mission from the university. Here are also the overview of our partnership, strategic partners, as you can see here, not only Europe, but also in other continents. But what will be the mission for the future? What are our opportunities at our universities, your universities as well? That is intensive collaboration with strategic partners, because it means it is a basement for new ideas, not only to develop collaboration between two universities, to exchange the students, to exchange academicians as well. The second thing, increase the number of PhD students, because PhD students, it is also our future, the future of our universities, future academicians. So we need to make great challenge for these PhD students. The third, we increase the number of foreign researchers coming, for example, to Charles University. And it is not only for mission for our university, but you may agree that is our goal as public universities throughout the world. And of course, from my point of view and the point of view of our university, the role of postdoc researchers coming to universities, bringing new ideas, make new developments in the research, but attract also the local students. So that we can demonstrate on this the union between research and education and the higher education system. So as you can see, it was our Charles IV. He was educated as a young boy in Rain family in France, in Paris. He returned to Bohemia as a 17 years old in 1334, and he saw different universities in Europe, mainly in France and Italy. After coming back, he founded university to be open for not only local students, but also for other students coming from different parts of the Europe. And that is our mission, that our university, it is a freedom of thinking, opening the doors for other universities. And I have great impact from the main idea of our founder, that we can do and we can continue this mission and we can find out the ways how to collaborate in the research.